mostly come from ranches far to the north and west of Ellis County. On the way to the future SSC campus, the good state farm-to-market roads dwindled down to unpaved county roads, no different from the dirt roads that served cotton farmers in this county a century ago. I knew I had reached the land that Texas had bought for the SSC campus when I passed boarded-up farmhouses, waiting to be moved or demolished. A mile or so to the north, I could see an enormous new structure, the Magnet Development Building. Then, beyond a copse of live oak trees, I saw a tall drilling rig, brought up from the oil fields of the Gulf Coast in order to drill a 16-foot-wide test hole for the SSC, down 265 feet to the bottom of the Austin Chalk. I picked up a piece of chalk that had been dug up by the drill and thought of Thomas Huxley. Despite all the building and drilling, I knew that funding for the project might yet be stopped. I could imagine that the test holes might be filled in and the Magnet building left empty, with only a few farmers' fading memories to testify that a great scientific laboratory had ever been planned for Ellis County. Perhaps I was under the spell of Huxley's Victorian optimism, but I could not believe that this would happen, or that in our time the search for the final laws of nature would be abandoned. No one can say whether any one accelerator will let us make the last step to a final theory. I do know that these machines are necessary successors to a historical progression of great scientific instruments, extending back before the Brookhaven and CERN and DESE and Fermilab and Keck and SLAC accelerators of today, to Lawrence's cyclotron and Thomas's cathode ray tube, and farther back to Fraunhofer's spectroscope and Galileo's telescope. Whether or not the final laws of nature are discovered in our lifetime, it is a great thing for us to carry on the tradition of holding nature up to examination, of asking again and again why it is the way it is. Afterword to the Vintage Edition. The Super Collider, 1 year later. Just as this book was going to press in late October 1993, the House of Representatives voted to terminate the Superconducting Super Collider program. Although in the past this program has been saved after such votes, as of this writing, the cancellation seems final. Political scientists and historians of science will doubtless find much employment in the years to come analyzing this decision, but it may not be too early to offer some comments on how it happened and why. On June 24, 1993, the House of Representatives voted to delete funding for the Super Collider from the Energy and Water Appropriation Bill, as they had done in 1992. This did not reduce the energy and water appropriation or provide increased support for other areas of science. The funds for the Super Collider simply became available for other energy and water projects. Now, only a favorable vote in the Senate could save the laboratory.